possible vaccine for cancer, weather advice for NASA, maybe even new fuel discoveries that make gasoline obsolete. All of this and more is happening every day here at one of the nation's top research universities, and you get to hear about it first, right here on Classic City Science.
Infectious diseases like whooping cough and measles have recently resurfaced as threats to childhood health. UGA researchers have recently discovered a phenomenon called critical slowing down, which might lead to a new tool for forecasting disease outbreaks. Today, we're joined by Dr. John Drake, Distinguished Research Professor in the UGA Odom School of Ecology. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
What can you tell me about this new tool or this new phenomenon you discovered that could potentially lead to this new tool?
We're very excited about these developments. One thing that I guess makes a lot of sense in terms of the background is to understand how it is that diseases emerge. Very often, emerging infectious diseases arise when they cross some kind of tipping point. So in the childhood infections that you mentioned a minute ago, that tipping point might come because of the aggregation of susceptible infected individuals together in locations like schools. Or it might have to do with declining herd immunity because of the proportion of the population that's covered by vaccine.
So is that something that's tracked by scientists? So you talked about modeling. So if there's a certain amount of people in the population that are denying vaccines, is that something that's tracked?
It's something that we wish we could track a whole lot better. And actually, part of our discovery of critical slowing down has to do with, well, what can we learn when we can't actually track that very closely? So when a dynamical system, any kind of dynamical system, is close to a tipping point, it should exhibit a kind of phenomenon that's an instability. When that system gets perturbed in some way or another, it will exhibit lots of fluctuations that you might not otherwise see. And so our idea is that when you approach one of those epidemic tipping points, maybe there's subtle patterns in the cases that we see, in the sequence of cases in a particular location, or the spatial patterning of those cases, which is indicative of being really close to that tipping point. One of the things that we're excited about is that critical slowing down is a universal phenomenon. That means we don't actually have to understand all the details about how transmission occurs in order to measure it. What we've been doing in my group is simulating epidemics of disease emergence, also diseases that are on the path to elimination, so they're crossing the tipping point from the other direction, and looking at the fluctuations in the number of cases in those simulations. The great thing about studying computer simulations is that we are in perfect possession of the truth. So then we take our simulated data and we corrupt it in ways that we think reflect the kind of data that we have in real life, and we see just how much we can take away before we lose the signal of critical slowing down and that early warning of crossing a tipping point.
When you talk about a tipping point, what exactly does that mean in terms of an infectious disease? Is that a measure of how close we are to that disease being not a threat anymore?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So theoretical epidemiologists refer to this abstract number they call the basic reproduction number. And the basic reproduction number says if you've got a pathogen or a parasite in a particular population, so an infected individual, obviously for the pathogen to remain in that population, that individual has to infect on average more than one other individual. And so the growth of a pathogen in a population is much like the compounding interest in a bank account. So you have one case, then two, then four, then eight, then 16. If the basic reproduction number or the effective reproduction number in a population that is controlling the pathogen through vaccination, if that number is less than one, then any kind of outbreak or introduction of the pathogen into a population is going to decline, and you're just going to have a small localized cluster, maybe just one or two secondary infections. So what we're interested in is the pattern of cases in those what we call near-critical populations. And when we start to see clusters get larger and larger, that's the key ingredient that says, well, we might be approaching that tipping point. If we look back at the resurgence of measles in the United Kingdom in the early 2000s, one of the things that we see is exactly those patterns of critical slowing down that are predicted by this theory. But it's not something that we were thinking about at that time. So what we're working on right now is trying to turn that theory into algorithms for the online processing of data. Now, when I say online, what I mean is that as information comes in 1 week at a time, say the number of new cases reported, that gets automatically fed into the algorithm. The algorithm updates itself and then provides some kind of output statistic. When that output statistic reaches a key value, that's when we would say, well, we're getting pretty close to that tipping point.
Well, thank you so much for being here today to talk about infectious diseases and the important work that you're doing.
Thank you for having me.
Today, we've been speaking to Dr. John Drake, Distinguished Research Professor in the UGA Odom School of Ecology and Director of the Center for Ecology of Infectious Diseases. For WUGA, I'm April Sorrow.